Alpha 7 Japan Mobile.
OTR Mobile.
T7J Mobile for just a few more minutes.
How you doing, Bob? Boy, it's a bad hair day down here in Greer.
Rainy yesterday and rainy day today. It stopped now. I think it's going to start back up again. It's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. I'll be driving. Going to the convention tomorrow. But the weekend's supposed to be good. Thursday, Friday, Saturday's supposed to be real nice in Pigeon Forge. So looks like we're going to have a good weekend.
I'd say so. Take a jacket, though. It's going to be in the 40s up there. But that's wonderful compared to what it has been down here. I heard you talking to Rusty about giving a presentation and all. Congratulations on that. And I hope you have a successful convention, Bob.
I think congratulations will be in order when I get done. If I don't have a nervous breakdown. Not really. I'm not too worried about it.
I'm not too great as a public speaker either. And that was the worst part of being president of the Band Boosters when I was younger. I just didn't care for it. I'd always pass it off to the next guy as soon as possible. I obviously can talk pretty good, but it's kind of different when you got to give a presentation like that. And you got guys out there that's got brains, I'm sure, that are far bigger than yours and I's.
Yeah, fortunately, I'm somewhat knowledgeable in my presentation, so I don't think I'm going to have a real problem. Tom, I got to pull up to the pump here and get some push water. I'll be back in just a few minutes, ND7J.
Okay, Bob, be careful out there today. Leave a little following distance. ND7J, N0TR73.
What, Tahiti? And she's going without you?
getting. Comoros Islands on here, and this old boy in his dissertation on there mentioned that Tahiti has no ins and no outs right now as far as anybody flying to that island. Tahiti's pretty common. I've worked that quite a few times. Comoros, I don't think I've worked that before. I don't know. I could hear them last night, but they had the Village Idiots on there, on Morse code. So every time somebody tried to transmit, another idiot had come on there that wasn't working split right on his frequency and that, and I just don't have the patience for it anymore. So he's going to be there a couple of weeks, so there's no hurry. But I imagine you could get it on FT8 pretty easily. I just don't use that. I want to get him on CW if I can, or voice.
It's also on, and that's semi-rare.
Yeah, I think I seen something about that one. Maybe it's Conway Reef I'm thinking of. It's a 3 Delta 2 guy out of Tahiti, Bob. Is that the one? Okay, I'm sure you're correct. I just happened to see that one email a day or two ago. I think it was from Paul. But I was thinking it was Conway Reef. But I'm getting to be memory loss here, I guess. But either one, it's a pretty good station. But if you'd repeat that, I'd appreciate it. It's a 3 Delta 2 that went over to that one that bombed.
Reef and Comoros are both on air right now.
QSL Con at that time. Go ahead, Steve. Well, Bob. I don't know which ones I've got. I'll have to look. I think I got one or the other, but not both. But have you picked them up here? I heard them last night on 40.
My log before, but I worked them both this year again. So I got them both. I got Conway Reef. I think Conway Reef, he's only doing FT8. I'm not positive, but I think Conway Reef is only doing FT8. And Comoros, I've worked on FT8 and sideband.
On those two islands was the 3 Delta 2 guy on. I thought he'd come from Tahiti and went over to one of those two.
Had a call signs, but it wasn't Tahiti, it was Fiji. And Dominic, who came from Fiji to Conway Reef, and I don't know the call sign. It could be the 3 Delta 2, but I don't remember. I'm thinking it is, but I'm not sure.
That sounds correct, Mom. Like I said, you know more about it than I do. There's a suffix on that, Bravo Charlie or something, but you and I, we've worked a lot of 3 Delta 2s in our lifetimes. Still in all, it's something to work out there, at least.
If you want to look for it, and it is the 3 Delta 2, that's Conway Reef, thinking about it. And he came out of Fiji, and I'm pretty sure he's only operating FT8.
I'm in the wrong driveway here. I'm getting turned around, and I have to watch it here because they come flying down that hill, and they come over the hill from the other direction at me. So I always put my emergency flashers on before I ever back out the driveway.
Test station, get it back, ice, Tom. Be right back. ND70.
Okay, Bob, we've got to unload the mass consumables here. Great to hear you as usual. ND7J and 0TR73.
Get back.
KKN4,
BWA. Beaverino.
So, you said for me to hang by the radio for a minute. What do you want, boy?
Oh, I didn't want nothing. I just meant I'll be back in a minute.
Okay, well, give me about, oh, 3 or 4 seconds here. I got to order me a sandwich. Hang on. Back, what's up? So, what did you want to, what, you just didn't want to tell me nothing? You just wanted a jawbone?
Back to the store, I'll be, I just was like, hang around, I'll be right back.
To be a, you know, like Tom, he makes his daily pilgrimage to Aldi. Sounds like you make your daily pilgrimage down to Ingles.
Just about every day, but today I was actually getting gas and ice and that kind of stuff here. And I needed a couple boxes because I'm packing up the truck today, getting ready to leave tomorrow, and that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh, so you're going up tomorrow. Be there on Wednesday?
Team comes in on Wednesday. We gather on Wednesday, and then Wednesday night we go out to the Alamo and have a nice steak dinner, and wake up Thursday morning, and we begin to assemble the convention and kind of get it all ready. And then Thursday night we usually go out to dinner somewhere else and kind of hang around and congregate. And then we hang around in one of our rooms Thursday evening and relax. And then Friday morning we open the starting gates.
You go. So, yeah, I should be in there by about, oh, I'm thinking by about 10 o'clock or 10:30 on Friday morning.
Room is 134. You can knock on my door. Usually if I'm in my room, my door's open, but you can knock on my door. And that boot camp starts, I think, at about noonish, thereabouts. So I'll be around for sure, somewhere to be found. And I think my presentation starts at, I don't know, 1:15, 1:45, I'm not sure, something like that.
Go ahead, and I'm going to take in the whole enchilada this time.
Shortened it a little bit this year, really just because of the COVID stuff, and it's not starting until after 12, and then there'll be 3 presentations. And then Friday night, they got a get-together after dinner. Go out to dinner Friday night with whoever, whatever you want. And then come back, and we've got a little get-together, kind of a meet-and-greet. And then they're having a de-expedition recall where they'll have a slideshow, I believe, of past de-expeditions from people on the team and others. So that'll be kind of interesting to see some of the team members and some of the people that you see there that have gone on the expeditions. I actually think the Prince Edward Island one that I did is going to be part of that. So that'll be kind of fun.
I was under the impression that somebody was coming to talk about South Orkney.
Maybe that's happening. We had a couple people cancel. So I'm not sure if they had to change that or something. If you go online and look at the what's online, that's up to date.
Okay. I'll have to do that.
South Orkney might be on Saturday too. I'm really not sure. I have not really looked at the who's presenting what, because I'll probably be busy anyway. But you can go online and all the updated info is there for sure.
I just thought you were my fount of information.
Fount of information is W4TXCC.com. Are you for any of the Comoros or any of those the last week or so?
Not yet, but I'm fixing to try to work the Conway Reef.
I think he's strictly FT8, and Comoros is on also, and he's been on CW, Sideman, and FT8.
Now, what was the second one?
Comoros, C-O-M-O-R-O-S.
All right. Where is that? I know where Conway Reef is. That's South Pacific. But where's Comoros Reef?
I forget exactly where that's at, to tell you the truth, Steve. I know I've worked them many times in the past. I worked them both this year again just because to see how many I can work this year. So, and I forget where that's at. For some reason, I'm thinking it's on the other side of Africa. But to tell you the truth, I'd have to go look. It's been a while since I've worked them or looked to see where they're at. I forget.
All right. Well,
think the heading was, I don't remember, to tell you the truth. My brain's full of mush. I've been trying to work the Philippines the last couple of days. The guy there set up the skid, and we tried again this morning, but I can work Indonesia with my eyes closed. I mean, literally, if I call CQ on 40 meters in the morning, I'd get 20 or 30 Indonesia coming back to me. For whatever reason, I cannot hear the Philippines. I don't understand why.
Any sense? Are you hitting Australia and New Zealand? Open your mouth, right?
Bob, that DU-7 from the United States has been on 14025 around the evening gray line in 0TR.
I've tried to work him. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time working the Philippines, but that is not exactly easy work.
Up there on the west coast, that's who I heard working him last night. I've worked the Philippines quite a few times from Kansas. I don't remember if I have from here or not, Bob, but it's an extra skip, of course.
I realize that, and like I said, I can work Indonesia. I probably work Indonesia every day, to tell you the truth. I've worked Indonesia this morning. I don't know how many times I call it. That direction, that's all that comes back to me is the JAs, Australia, Indonesia, New Zealand, I mean, all of them.
Which band, and are you going long path? Which band of a morning, 40 or something else?
Yeah, talking back and forth, he was sending CQ, I was sending CQ, we could not hear each other.
Say again, I stomped on you.
In the Philippines, that we had a sked set up, and this morning we were on JT Alert chat, talking back and forth on a chat, calling CQ back and forth on MTE, and he couldn't hear me, and I couldn't hear him.
Send your OTR. What bands are good early of a morning, Bob?
This is always real good in the morning, pointing out west, Asia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia. I mean, I can work them with my eyes closed in the morning. We tried 20 meters. I looked at the propagation this morning, and at 1400 UTC, propagation was as good as it was going to get for the Philippines. And he pointed his beam at me, I pointed my beam at him, and no joy either way.
Well, if you can't get him with that monstrosity of yours, ain't nobody going to get him. Go ahead, Steve. I'm going to go back downstairs and help Bernice with these groceries. In 0TR, have a good day, Bob.
I'll see you later. Go ahead, Steve, and then I'm going to run in the house and switch radio.
Yep. Well, run on in the house, switch radios, and I'm sitting here eating lunch in my car because I didn't want to go in. And I got to go to the Ingles on Highway 290, like my buddy Bob. And anyhow, got to get my stuff done.
Radios, I'll be inside in just a minute. If you send it clear. FNJ stationary.
Well, I'm 2 Tango Mobile.
2 Rusty.
Up to Publix and back. Got to get some, pick up something for lunch and some snacks and things like that. So I've just been kind of keeping it close to the house. I've already had an inch and a half of rain this morning.
Safe trip. Yeah, we had some rain here, not an inch and a half, but we had some rain here.
We talked on the radio a while ago, and you were talking to somebody about someplace over in Africa or near Africa or something.
After me, where Comoros was, and I couldn't remember. If I'm correct, I believe it's on the east coast of Africa.
Yep, as far as I remember, that's where it is.
I got that one, Bob. Delta 68 Yankee November. I just don't have Conway Reef in 0TR.
Both in my
log, and I've got them both this year again. Conway Reef, I've actually got on several bands. And let's see here, I'm looking here. And Comoros, I've got on about five or six bands.
I got Comoros on three, if I remember right, and the other one I think I've got it on one or two. And hello, Tom.
This is Gerald TR. Hi, Rusty. Oh, I'm just sitting down here trying to help Bernice unload groceries. Just got back from Aldi's and Walmart. Oh, I think that's all. We didn't have any luck at John Deere. I was surprised. Usually they're really good, but the guy at the counter didn't seem to know squat. But I'll figure it out anyways. And then they didn't have what I wanted at the outhouse. That would be Lowe's. Go ahead, Bob.
I found the other radio, so I had to wait a minute. And I got Cap on 12 meters here. I'll be right back. I'll be listening in D7J.
It's a good day to be doing that, listening on the radio. It's a lousy day for being outside. And as soon as I can get back to the house, I'm going to be staying at the house for the rest of the day. And I heard somebody say something about you ought to buy a stock in Aldi's, Tom, since you go there a lot.
Yeah, I don't even compare to some of them. There was a Mexican gal ahead of us. Little short, stocky lady, and I mean, she'd have 30 heads of cabbage and 20 of this and 15 of that. They didn't even run them over the scanner. She just told them how many she had in the cart there. It was amazing.
Somebody was buying for a restaurant. Sometimes you can get off cheaper doing that if you're not having to buy truckloads, but sounded like somebody was buying for a Mexican restaurant.
Certain she was. And you get that a lot. They go in early to get all the fresh vegetables and that, and I heard one of the people there one time say, you don't give anybody else a chance to get the goodies. They pick it all over real early in the morning, but I don't have a problem with them. We just get good stuff there. I can't complain a bit.
Next, in case Bob was ready to come back, unless he's working some big DX this morning. Oh, this afternoon now. Anyhow, yeah, I had an inch and a half of rain at the house this morning, so it's been there a bunch, and my yard does not need it. Of course, the electrical group that was working on the lines, putting up new poles around yesterday and moving, getting wires ready to go onto the new poles, they decided today it was raining a little bit too much for them to work this morning, so they come by, looked at everything, and then decided they'll come back another day. So, who knows, they may show up this afternoon knowing this group. Bunch of fellas from Canada. Real nice guys. Had a chance to talk with one of them. I may get me a 20 or 25-foot pole set in my yard for putting an antenna on top of from one of the crews. Who knows?
I'd be surprised. Seems like this day and age they recycle everything. Yeah, Comoros is on 21190 right now. And he's up, it says. Bob was going to go work somebody in Gabon. Now, I can't remember the call signs over there, but I don't even look at that FTH stuff, so I just look for frequencies that I can run, and QRZ don't have filters on it, so I just got all the frequencies memorized that I can work.
I've got most of the ones I know I can work, and I've got settings for them and everything. I got to figure out how to program memories in my radio. I need to learn to do that so I can program some of these frequencies that I've got and start putting them, putting them in, so all I gotta do is turn one knob and it puts me from one frequency to the next, and then all I gotta do is hit the tune button and I'm in business.
Comoros is on right now, up 100. 21-190, up 100.
Good Lord. That would be a mess, wouldn't it? Well, I don't have a beam, and I'm not that interested in them, but that Delta 60 Alpha Charlie, I see him there, Bob. I just sit down in front of the computer. I think the Conway Reef, like we discussed, is the 3 Delta 2.
Yeah, he's really loud. I don't think you need a beam right now. He's extremely loud.
Weenie and some Big Dipper chips from Clancy's at Aldi's. And I ain't going downstairs and turn the radio on. I gotta rest a while.
Stand by. Well, I'm waiting. He is super loud.
Like it. By the way, Tom, I went stopped last night on my way home after rehearsal, and I was going to run into Publix and pick up something. I found out this Publix over here is now closing at 9 o'clock at night instead of 10 like they used to. And they put the notice up and said they started doing that back on the 11th of this month. I don't remember seeing it, and I've been in there at least a couple of times since then.
I didn't know that. We don't go down to Publix at night anyways. It's always during the day. You got him back on there, Bob? 1190 QSX up to 21290. Well, that's good. But last night on Conway Reef, it was just a really cluster mess up, shall we say. All the people that were transmitting on their frequency, and people all over were telling them up, up, up. And then another bunch out of California come on there talking to an 8 call, and they were just having a conversation on CW right on his frequency.
It's been happening a lot lately, Tom, from ProCount on the West Coast. Particularly for things that are going on this way and over, they don't, for some reason, they're not hearing them, so they just pick a frequency and start operating. We had a bunch on where one of our nets was last night. All of a sudden, they just, you know, out of the blue, they just started having a conversation, and three or four guys, and we've been running the net there for almost an hour, so don't know. Well, I have arrived, and I'm going to run inside before the bottom drops out again, because it looks like it's wanting to. And I'll catch up to both of you later. N0TR to take it, W2T.
Yeah, it was amazing, because everybody was telling them to QSY, and they wouldn't do it. They just sat right there and kept calling CQ or else having their conversation. And then the other ones are all transmitting up, up, up. Well, you know, you can't hear the DX then. I've heard it. See you later, Rusty. W2T and 0TR.